Hello, good afternoon. This is Anthony Lundell with Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Man, on this Thursday, beautiful, beautiful Thursday night, man. This is my anchor edition of Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast, where we talk about the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me go. Man, how you guys doing, man? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody finds themselves in a peaceful zone. I know a lot of us is getting over Mardi Gras. I pray that everybody enjoyed the festivities down in New Orleans and in Galveston, because yes, they do have a Mardi Gras in Galveston every year. And I never attended, but it looked like it's a bunch of fun. People go every year, you know, especially from the Southern Texas area. But again, this is my Anchor edition of Mindset Therapy, man. I'm so excited to be back on Anchor, man. I thank Anchor so much for having me and supporting me in my journey. I thank you guys, man. Again, if you haven't got the book Beating the Game, 7 Steps to Developing a Positive Mindset, you must go get the book. You can get the book at mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. The first person to shoot me an email, I will bless them with a book. But you can find the book at mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. And I will get your information and I will send your book out to you. Again, man, this is the wrapping up of Mardi Gras. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday. Today is Thursday. The Fat Tuesday was Tuesday just passed, and you know, it seems like, you know, things got pretty safe, and I didn't hear too many horrible stories about the festivities, man, and I'm so happy and I'm so thankful to God that nobody got hurt. But today I want to talk about keeping a positive response, how to respond under pressure, how to respond in the midst of confusion and hurt and pain. But before I go to talking about how can we keep a positive response, I want to talk about the Kansas City, Missouri area, which we know KC won the Super Bowl Sunday, and they went in overtime to beat San Francisco 49ers, and it was an amazing game. I saw a lot of things that can be contested, you know, and hey, it was an amazing game. But in that amazing game, they had a lot of things that happened that one can question on the authenticness of the game and where the game of football is going. They had a horrible shooting in Kansas City at the celebration parade event. 20 people got shot, and I think one is presumed to be dead. Our heart and prayers goes out to the family, the loved ones, to the person who lost their life, and for the people who was traumatized and hurt and will be changed for the rest of their life from this incident. But I brought that up to say, man, where have society went to, man? Where are we going? These mass shootings are starting to become so normal. We normalizing these things, man, like it's nothing, you know. And it is terrible for human beings to be subjected to losing their life if they go to a function, some function that's over certain amount of people, man. You can't be safe. You got to watch yourself. You got to beware your surroundings, man. Nothing is fun no more. Everything is done with caution. You know, and that's sad, because when I was coming up, man, we just, the 1984 World's Fair, we just went different little other little functions. It wasn't no fear about going and losing your life. I'm so scared for our kids now, because they can't go nowhere without a mass shooter, you know? They're right. And as I sit here today, thank God for blessing everyone that was down there for the festivities in New Orleans, because my kids didn't go. My daughters went, and my son went for the weekend, but he came on Sunday. And my daughter went back with her friends, but they enjoyed the festivities and festivities in New Orleans. But I'm so happy they made it back home safe and sound. Dad's watchful eye, you know what I'm saying? And it was strange for me and my wife, because we never not went without, we never allowed them to go without us, you know what I'm saying? But they're at the age now to where they're growing to their own. I'm about to have a 30-year-old, a 21-year-old, and my son is 15, so I couldn't keep them bottled up inside just because we wasn't doing, or they should be punished. Go with your sister, enjoy yourself, y'all be safe. You know what we taught y'all, you know the rules, you know how to make the right decisions, you know what I'm saying? We can't make decisions for everyone. We can't control what other people do, but we can control what we do, and it goes back to making the right responding in the right way. And my 21-year-old daughter, you know, we had a chance to talk today, and she shared something with me that she experienced down there. She said they had to run like 4 times because they were shooting 4 separate cases. It was gunshots. And I'm not talking about little pop, pop, pop. I'm talking about, you know, barrage of shots each time. And she said she was shook to her core, because all she could think about was that we had become numb. You know, it just was running for, hey, should I stay home? Should I go like, baby? You know, nah, I mean, you've done exactly what you thought we want you to do. Go out there and enjoy yourself. But it kind of shook me to my core to understand my baby witnessed. It was a part of something so scary, and I couldn't be there with her. You know, it kind of messed me up, you know what I'm saying? Because if something would have happened to my daughter, you know, now that I'm here, I don't even think I would have shut back from that. Going through all the things that we've been going through as a family, all the losses, man, that would have shattered me. And God knows, man. You know, He knows what you've been bearing, what you can't bear, man. So that's why I was so grateful. And I didn't even know that happened, and she experienced that test she made at home. But she remembered what we always talked about. She practiced she practiced what we always told her, if something like that ever happened, what to do, how to get far away from the area as possible. With your group of people, stick together, no running off, no, you know, so it kicked in. And I'm sorry she had to experience that 4 different times, but she did. But it's so crazy, but because, you know, you really not safe nowhere, you know, you really not safe. You got to be, you know, in your P's and Q's at all times, man. It's crazy and sad, but you got to walk out your house. That's, you got to have that mentality. You got to have them eyes on. You got to be real, real, real ready to get ratchet at any minute. You feel me? But you know, when you change the game, you
step out of that shadow and start maturing, bro. It's hard. It's very, very hard to deal with stuff like that because you know how and where you would take it at. Being in that frame of mind, in that world. But you know, being on this side of the street, man, it's much different, man. You got to take so much more. You know, when I was in the streets, I didn't have to take nothing. But when you get out the streets, man, you subject yourself to all kind of games, raw statements, and all kind of stuff. But you know, God is building me up and making me stronger and stronger each day, and I go off in strength. Straight up, I don't front about that. I don't do this on my own. So every day, several times a day, I pray to ask God help me with my responses. You know, because it's never the situation. It's never the incident. It's never the problem. It's always our response to those things, and that's what. If everything lies on our response, if we're going to respond in a negative way or we're going to respond in a positive way. And sometimes it's so hard to react and respond in a positive way when you're dealing with such evil. But I remember my grandma always telling me, Roy, baby, you can't fight evil with evil. You got to fight evil with good. It was hard for me to understand it because I was like, man, we got to fight evil with evil. Evil needs to see evil. You know, I was that bully beat up. I was that bully getter. You know, I just like people who was bullies, you know, so I always attacked the bullies, you know, the ones that thought they were stealing the most from the guy they thought was weaker or the messing with the girl they thought was smaller. You know, I always was that cat to test the bullet waters to see if they really built like that. And it followed me as I got older in different situations, you know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing about being who you are, you know. People might don't know who you is until something changed in your life. Then they start paying attention because who you are, regardless if it's negative or positive, if when God bless you and put you in another situation, it only heightens, it turned up the real you and enlightens who you really are. So if you was a negative, nasty person, when you get money, you still gonna be that negative, nasty person. People just gonna see it because you got money now. Or if you was this strong, positive person, you know, you're going to be that same person, but you just got money now. Your financial situation will change. You feel me? So it ain't nothing but, oh, money changed. You know, money ain't changed that person. Money just shows you who the people really is, whether it's good or bad. You understand me? And that's real rap. Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast, man. I love this, man. I love doing this, man. On Anchor, man. Response. How will you respond when adversity hit? How you will respond when life smacks you in the face, you know what I'm saying? How will you respond, man? The only way you know how you're gonna respond is if you hold it on to God, law, statutes, and commandments. And I'm not saying you got to be the biblical boxer or the holy roller to believe in God and to trust him. Nah, you don't. That's all you gotta do is believe and have faith, man. Can't have faith without first having hope. That's real talk. So hope is everything. When you hope for something, then that's the best thing you could have ever done, because hope only begins. Hope is faith and courage and confidence. You know, that's what hope is. You know what I'm saying? If people don't understand, if you look up the definition of hope, man, hope is all that. You know what I'm saying? So when you stand on hope, you stand on God's word, you stand on what he promised you, you stand on, you know, what he told, you know, what his word been since the beginning of time, man. We're not playing with this, because, you know, you cannot fight these unseen elements out here by yourself. You need to be tied into the Holy Spirit some kind of way. I don't know if you believe, if you don't, but you know, they got a way of making you a believer. You know what I'm saying? I've been there and done that, but I don't got to go through that because I already know what they're here for. I know who made the fine call, and I have no problem with that. I'm all right with that. Matter of fact, I'm super all right because I know one thing. His call for my life will be boss, straight up boss. And you should feel the same way. You know, as long as I keep responding to this thing called life, responding to the situations, responding in a positive way. Now, sometimes we might slip and fall off the wagon and snap out, flash out. Yeah, we human. That's what happens. But we got to understand how to rail ourselves back in ASAP. ASAP, don't play ASAP. Don't say, oh, I done wig out, now I'm out of blood. No. That's how the devil thing. You feel me? You got to be like, oh, man, I done wigged out, man. Type myself back up, you know what I'm saying? Get back right. Man, February 17th, this Saturday, Port Arthur, Texas Mindset Therapy is connecting with the Victorious Youth Mentoring Program, baby. It's going down. The Rock of Island Baptist Church in Port Arthur, Texas, man. A phenomenal event we got coming up this Saturday, the 17th, man. The information will be on my Facebook page, man. Y'all can go check it out. Get your Eventbrite ticket. It's free. It's free. So no worries. Just follow the link on Eventbrite and fill out for your free ticket and meet us there. You know, no, beat us there. Don't beat us there. Beat us there. And it's going down. Man, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Remember tonight, man, y'all think about, man, how do I respond, you know, in the face of adversity? How can I teach myself how to respond better? See, that's the key. Because everybody don't really understand how to respond the way we're supposed to respond. And that's fine. And that's fair because, you know, everybody... I wasn't taught that. I wasn't taught how to respond in a certain way. I was always a reactor. I reacted to everything. I was an action Jackson. I was when I learned, I was beating myself up. I was hurting myself. So I had to teach myself. And I didn't teach myself. I just went back to the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? It ain't telling me go run hill, go to this religion. And say, look, bro, you believe these promises? And you're going to start to think that way. You're going to start to feel that way. You're going to start to move that way. You're going to start to speak that way. So our responses is everything, especially when it's coming from the depths of your thoughts, your mindset. We got to get it right, man. But I ain't going to keep y'all too long. Man. I just want to tap in real quick. Let y'all know about the 17th, this Saturday, man, Port Arthur, Texas. Don't meet us there, beat us there. Let's go. Mindset Therapy, Real Talk Podcast, baby, let's go. This is on Anchor. This is my weekly recording on Anchor. I appreciate Anchor, man. Remember, go get Beating the Game, 7 Steps to Developing a Positive Mindset. I'm going to keep it in your face. I'm going to keep it in your chest. I'm going to keep it in your life. You got to get right, man. Come on, man. Cop the book. Get the book, man. It's a beautiful read. We need that. Man, we need that, baby. It's about that time. It's tax season. So if you need someone honest, you need someone strong, you need someone very smart and intelligent to help you get the max back for your tax, man, check out the Max Tax Business Firm, man, where they get you the max back every time, man. The information is in my page. Go check them out. The Max Tax Business Firm. You can't beat them. Join them. Let's go, man. You know how to find us when you want. I don't got to get into all that. Let's go, man. That's my biggest supporters, man. Hey, let's go. We ain't playing with this, man. Y'all have a blessed day, bro. Y'all enjoy yourself. Keep on keeping on and keep God first. If you don't keep God first, man, hey. You know how it go, man. Enjoy yourself. One love. I will.